all you motherfuckers out there on the internet or wherever you're doing, in your cubes, walking around, in your car, reading Film Drunk simultaneously. Another edition of the Fraudcast is here for your ears. This is your ear rapist, Ben.
And for your butt.
You could put the Fraudcast in your butt, but I would be careful. You might not get that musical playing device back.
You might get a fissure.
Something bad might happen, and you might need some sort of transplant. Vince has returned triumphantly from Comic-Con. He went to every single panel. He waited in over 50 hours of lines. He took a lot of awkward pictures of awkward people, and he has returned with a jaded attitude.
Excelsior!
Yeah. Brett is here as well.
Other people's catchphrase.
And we are missing Brendan. He is off on maybe a corporate retreat of some kind. I'm not sure. And now we're just going to randomly start calling people.
Spin the wheel.
We're just spinning the wheel of guests.
Oh, all right.
Bloop.
Oh, yeah, we forgot. Yeah, Laramie's going
to
be here, too.
Oh, all right. Well, Laramie, welcome to the Fraudcast.
Hello?
Hi.
One large pepperoni pizza.
Okay.
Cheese sticks. How this works.
Cheese sticks.
What's up, fellas? What's up, human giant?
No,
he's not here.
Oh. God damn it.
You burnt.
Oh, for one. Consider yourself on watch, Laramie. That is bullshit. So
right, how's it going?
Vince, you have a picture of a dog as your icon. Is that your dog?
That's him, Vince.
Oh.
Laramie has a dog.
Vince is going to regale us with stories from Comic-Con. He's going to play some sort of clip of him asking a question.
Laramie, this is going to be a long night if you allow yourself to be talked over. You got to answer. Otherwise, you just move on without even paying attention to the answer to your question.
Why did you go to Comic-Con? I mean, I listened to a little bit of last week's episode where you try to kind of explain why, like how you're in the industry and people want to read stuff. But really, why did you go? Was it furry?
I don't know. At first I had a hard time remembering why I went, and then I started walking around taking pictures of people in their costumes, and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm really just here to take pictures of people in their costumes, because that's the main thing that's interesting about Comic-Con.
Do you get good links? Does that give you good links?
Links?
Do you get good links on the internet from the costume? Clicks?
You mean like cats?
Do you get the clicks?
Yeah, do you get the lol cats?
Do you get the clicks, Vince?
I do, actually, yeah.
Did your stuff go viral, Vince?
Yeah, did it go viral?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean,
to nuts?
It was above. I would say they're above average traffic for posts. If I went there to go and do panel coverage, I realized that nobody really cares about that stuff. I just sort of said, fuck it. And,
except for Game of Thrones, am I right? Sorry. I haven't talked to anyone all day, so I just wait for this call.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's like every other movie site there who has their panel coverage up 5 seconds after the panel's over. So I'm like,
and then you just copy paste that.
Yeah, there's no reason for me to write it up because, you know, I'm just gonna be sitting there thinking
I'm tired.
Well, I'm just gonna be sitting there thinking, does anybody care about this? Because I don't really care about this.
In today's modern age of I want to watch some actual clips right this second, I don't really care personally about people just talking about whatever movie's coming out. If they're releasing a new clip, then great, I'll go online and watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't need to hear the director and actor talk about whatever comic book movie they're making.
Yeah. I have a couple clips if you want to hear what a panel sounds like.
Oh, man, I've always wondered.
It's riveting.
Yeah. I can't fucking wait, man. Play them now.
Here's me. You want me to hear me asking my stupid-ass question?
Not really.
Yeah?
No.
Not really. No. It's basically just we're going to listen to me pussying out and being super nice.
Do you fart onto the microphone?
Well, I'm asking a question of Gina Carano and C-Tates. There's so many different ways I could have gone with C-Tates.
What about Carano and all of it? All right, let's go.
That's it.
Ask
man.
Away.
That's it. Dude, it's all about the foreplay, Ben. You can't just stick it in there.
Hey. So, hey, Gina and C. Tates. I'm Vince. I'm your biggest fan.
Hey, Gina. I drew you a couple squirrels, and I thought you'd really like them, so maybe we could, do stuff. You and me. Drawing squirrels.
All right, one last question. It better be a good one, because we're going to have to wrap up.
See, that's a lot of pressure on me because there's like 10,000
people.
How
tight did your butthole get when he said that?
Pretty tight.
All the pressure. No pressure, though. All right.
I mean, as tight as this butthole is going to get.
It was full. It was 10 on the tightness.
It was dilated to 6 centimeters before that. Usually.
Respect, Channing, Gina, Steven.
That was the only good part, was me saying respect.
And what'd you say to Gina?
I just said respect, Channing, and then I did an air fist bump.
Yeah.
And then he actually air fist bumped me back.
Ooh.
So that was pretty cool.
Wait, you were
close enough to air fist bump?
No, I mean, like, when you ask a question, there's like a spot. First of all, you stand in a line, and there's like three publicists that ask you what question you're going to ask, and they help you like whittle down your question.
Why don't you just knock stuff over?
I know,
like,
right?
Just make a scene and then get on the news.
Because it's scary. You get up there and there's like a spotlight on you, and there's 10,000 people, and you're up on the Jumbotron in front
of
a microphone.
Just drop your pants and stand there crying.
That's when you pull your wiener out.
And they will boo you. Let
yes.
That should be known. They will definitely boo you.
Have you gone to Comic-Con, Laramie?
Oh, yeah. I've been three times, and every time I went, I'd always lead with respect, Channing.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. Hey, I had to say something. I had to give some sort of C. Tate's shout out. Otherwise, Bernsey would not respect me in the morning.
Gina, Steven. I just wanted to thank Steven. I always have a hard time believing it when, like, Angelina Jolie is beating someone up on film, so I wanted to thank him for casting someone where it was kind of believable to watch. And the question was for Gina. I was just wondering when your next fight is and why you had to pull out of the last one.
See, now this, I was actually trying to get a scoop here because Gina Carano pulled out of her last fight for quote-unquote medical issues, and this was like 2 or 3 days before
having
the fight.
Having a vagina.
And they never said why. Like,
they found her vagina, and they said you can no longer fight.
She never said why, so I don't know. She must have had the herp or like gonorrhea or something, because I don't know what else you...
Does that prevent you from fighting?
I would hope so.
Blood-related stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. She never... Oh, so anyway, I'm trying to get
the
answer out of her.
She just had the flu.
If she had the flu, she would say, I had the flu. She wouldn't say, I had a medical issue.
We don't know what she says yet.
I had a pull out last when I was having some health problems, and it broke my heart because I went up to Greg Jackson's camp and had one of the most amazing camps of my life, and I love that place.
Rematch Cyborg!
That was not me.
Wait, Vince, she told you she had a broken heart.
No, she had an abortion. That's what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah, that's
but then, having an abortion doesn't keep you from fighting. If she was still pregnant, that might keep you from fighting.
Did she look like she was
still
a baby?
Definitely.
Don't make her come over there. She will.
I'm hoping later on this year. Definitely later on this year. My first love is fighting, and I don't think I've gotten out of my system what I needed to yet.
The baby. Hasn't gotten the baby out.
So that's Comic-Con in a nutshell. You ask him a question, they don't really answer it, and everybody cheers.
I don't like it when nerds get comfortable.
What were you going to do with this scoop? Were you going to put it on your sister site, femaleboxingdrunk.com?
To be honest, I just wanted to know. I didn't really think about it in terms of, oh, I can post this. I kind of just was curious to see if she would answer that, honestly.
I think you could have done better there.
You think?
You suck at interviews.
We know this already. We could play my Rob Delaney interview where it's just me going, uh-huh. Or it's just him responding to my questions going, huh, uh-huh, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, uh-huh, uh-huh. While I just say stuff and don't really ask him things.
So, you know, I got this Slurpee and it's grape. I like grape.
What do you think about those shovels
yep.
on the end of the straw for yep. the Slurpee like, straw?
I mean, by the time you're yep. down to the scooping part, it's yep. already melted, right?
Don't you think they should give you those shovel straws when you're eating Chinese food? Because sometimes it's got the gravy and then you got the chopsticks and you're trying to sop up the gravy.
What's that
the
gravy made out of?
What is
anyway?
That? Why is it so goopy? I don't know how they do that.
Make the whole plane out of the thing they make the gravy out of.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was pretty much it. You can hear the intro to Spielberg if you're not horribly bored already.
Pretty bored.
All right, we don't have to hear it.
Wait, were you at the Tintin panel?
I was, yeah.
How much did that rock, dude? Tintin's going to be so dope.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
I was impressed by the 3D actually makes the motion capture look kind of okay.
Do you think if Spielberg could build a time to go back in time and then make out with his past self, that he would film it? Because he is so fucking nostalgic for his own remembered ego.
I could definitely picture him cuddling.
Mr. Steven Spielberg.
Sorry, we're going to need to hear what he says because it sort of relates to what
just to follow up on Brett, I do think... I mean, I could picture him cuddling with a younger Steven Spielberg, like spooning.
Oh, like it's his child? Like he raised his past self as his child
yeah.
to like double up on the Spielbergianness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play the clip.
Tintin is this generation's warhorse, and I stand by that.
He'd have to take off his own little turtle glasses to, right before they make out. And he'd pet his younger self, just takes off his turtle glasses.
Let me.
And he cleans them off. He goes, and then he like cleans them off on his shirt. Is that you? Yeah, I was singing along to the Indiana Jones theme. That's what you do at Comic-Con. Yeah, well.
That was better than your question.
Here he is on a chariot. Now he gets.
Are women just blowing him as they bring him up?
Yeah.
Comic-Con International, it is my privilege and pleasure to give to you the Inkpot Award for Achievement in Film. Thank you.
Or as we like to call it, the Thanks for Showing Up Award.
Thanks for coming to Comic-Con, celebrity.
Well, listen, thank you. Thank you, because I wouldn't be here without you. I wouldn't be standing here getting this without you supporting these movies and supporting what we do and, you know, staying kids, no matter what your age. You're kids, and you'll be kids the rest of your lives. I feel the same way. I've been a child all my life. You ask my wife, you know.
Just watch any of my movies, and you'll see what a child I am.
Thank
I have tiny hands. I have a hard time making sense. I just love the idea of feelings.
Thank you for not developing taste at any point in your life.
He's really good in front of a crowd. I think that's why Spielberg gets a pass for everything, because he's such a nice guy. But he's got a bit of that Lou Holtz. I didn't realize he had that Lou Holtzian lisp thing going before. I never noticed that.
Did you never listen to him talk before?
I never noticed it, strangely. Mm-hmm.
You were too busy humming the theme song to Indiana Jones.
Yes. Is everyone just arming?
That's the entire interview. Question.
That would be a good for next. That's an idea for next year. So Steven.
Is everyone arm in arm, just with a big smile on their face?
Yeah, we're doing kicks like the Rockettes.
Yeah, just humming the theme song to Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was the interesting part?
There wasn't any.
Oh, it was just that he sucks?
He sounded like what you said you thought he would sound like, where he's just sort of, thank you guys for supporting me. It's so great what
Here's
I do.
Here's some inoffensive stuff I have to say about the stuff I've done before. Yeah.
First of all, I want to thank you all for being awesome.
You guys remember E.T.?
I did
Woo!
That. Do you know I did that? Because you probably did.
I know JJ remembers E.T. and he pounds his chest and he gives a little two fingers.
To JJ?
JJ Abrams.
Oh, yeah. JJ knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't like Super 8, did you, Laramie?
It was just fine. It was fine. I didn't understand why people were so happy. It was just an average film. Whatever. Just a bunch of little kids running around. But you said you liked Attack the Block, right? Because that's my jam right there.
I did. I didn't love it. It's still like a...
No spoilers. I haven't seen it and don't know what it's about.
I think it's a well-made film, but
it's about child molestation.
Yeah.
It's hard to go wrong with that.
Yep. But convincing.
I could do without... I could go
don't
the rest of my life.
Spoil, don't fucking spoil
You're never going to see it, Brett.
No, I will fight
I could,
you.
I could go the rest of my life without
you.
Seeing another Kids Running from Aliens movie and be okay
Has
with that.
Has that been done before?
There's Kids Running in Aliens and Attack the Block?
Yeah. So, as far as the Kids Running from Aliens movie goes, it was, you know, it was good for what it was.
It was an above average Kids Running from Aliens.
It was about as good as you could make a Kids Running from Aliens movie.
Would it be better if they called it Kids versus Aliens?
No. What would be a good British word for that, though?
A British word for kids?
Battleship.
Laramie, yes or no, you have seen the trailer for Battleship.
Oh, you better believe it.
What does that have to do with the board game Battleship?
Or anything. If you can relate that trailer to anything that's ever happened to a human being in history, you win the evening's Frogcast Award, which we will present to you if you show up to FrogCon 2011.
See, that one guy likes the daughter of, like, the admiral guy.
Oh, good. Human connection. I like that. You're the winner.
I think we have to play.
He's all like, yo, I want to marry this girl. And that guy's like, no way. You're good, but you're not that good. Aliens.
You're good, but you just take it for granted because you're so good.
Transformer. Oh.
I think we need to play a little.
When he said, fire your weapons? He goes, which ones? Did everyone in the theater say all of them before? Like, he actually said all of them? Because, like, that's the only line, right?
It's like, hey, motherfucker, just say fire all your weapons in the first place. We're fucking fighting aliens here. We don't have time to go back and forth with this shit.
I love his commander. He's like, dude, how did you make it on this boat, man? You know which weapons to fire. The ones on the boat. We're on a boat full of weapons. Shoot the ones on the boat.
How about you fire the boat weapons now? We're about to get exploded by aliens.
Permission to marry your daughter, sir. Permission denied.
You ready for this?
I'm going to walk up to him, look him right in the eyes.
And say, fuck you, man.
The best thing that has happened to me in my entire life. It would be an honor to have your permission to marry her. What is wrong with you?
You went from enlisted to an officer faster than anyone in the history of the United States Navy. But I have never, ever seen a man waste himself better than you.
What my daughter sees in you is a great mystery to me. Enjoy these naval exercises, Hopper. They're likely to be your last.
You're a loose cannon, Hopper.
You should probably fast forward because it's a lot of...
Yeah, it's a lot of beeping and crashing and wave sounds.
Just play the part where he says, fire the weapons, because that is awesome.
Oh, so then this is like an ocean robot that turns into a plane.
It jumps.
Yeah.
It's down. Well, how does this have anything to do with Battleship? Besides... jumping.
Well, who is the sound design?
Yow! Oh, thank God they missed our battleship.
Prepare to fire. Sir, which weapons?
Yeah, fire all of them.
Sir, which weapons? Who the fuck are you?
What is the jumping move that one thing does, how is that helpful in any way? Like, are there ocean moguls coming up or something?
Laramie, are you familiar with the game Battleship? It went from
yeah.
E7 to F5, and it missed again.
Apparently, you're not a golfer.
Also, he went
which
to...
Which weapon, sir?
All of them. He went from enlisted...
Well, he should have said the little red pegs.
Yeah. Well, let's start off with the slingshots.
I have one more question. He went from enlisted to officer quicker than anyone in the history of the Navy. The Navy has been around since what, 1860? How quick did he go? Like an hour?
He's a loose cannon. He doesn't follow the rules.
He doesn't keep track of space and time.
He burns bright like a meteor shot from a loose cannon.
That's all I'm saying.
He went from enlisted. So
Miller, you're a master of Jeet Kune Do and time travel. I don't know why you're wasting your time on this battleship.
So they in the trailer,
you're just a chef.
Are you done? One more.
Fire the weapons.
Fire
which ones?
Will.
All of them.
Yeah! That could go a lot of ways. Well, good. In the trailer, they show him cutting his really long hair, and then he's an officer. So I think at some point in between cutting his hair and the next scene, he became an officer. Maybe they just gave him like the wrong coat or something.
The hair hit the floor, and he was promoted. Yeah. He's like, you are a captain.
Well, that's the thing about movies. Anytime you see a guy shave his beard or his hair, you know shit is getting serious in a hurry. Like his life, you know, he's been neglecting himself and he just got it together. He got it together.
You know what he's doing? He's taking his shit serious because he knows he's talented. He's just never applied himself.
He's taking stock and
in himself.
Changes.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to be an officer. I'm going to marry Brooklyn Decker, whether this guy likes it or not. And then I'm going to fight a couple aliens.
He really should have just said, prepare to fire all the weapons. And then the guy would have been like, fine.
Yeah, there was,
that would have saved a little bit of time. Now they're
way
getting
more efficient if aliens are coming at you.
Well, I mean, the mistake now cost them hundreds of lives because everyone's dead. If he had just said, fire all the weapons, they might have had a chance.
Okay, I also wanted to play the New Year's Eve trailer because I would argue this might be even worse than Battleship.
Is it a New Year's Eve trailer for Battleship?
No. There will be no New Year's Eve showing of Battleship to celebrate the anniversary of New Year's Eve. I'm waiting for it to load. So,
it's an alien the size of a Chrysler building.
Some people swear there's no beauty left in the world.
That's how it opens. That's how the trailer opens.
What is this for?
You remember Valentine's Day?
Do I? I own the box set, the Blu-ray, the normal DVD.
Laser disc.
Well, they made a follow-up called New Year's Eve. It stars Josh Duhamel, the most bland white dude in the history of bland white dudes. And this is how it opens.
Wait, Valentine's Day was a rom-com?
Yeah.
Of epic.
Some people swear there's no beauty left in the world.
No. Who swears that?
I swear that every single day.
George Lopez?
It's John Leguizamo.
Magic.
Oh, come on. We've got to do something to get you out of your New Year's Eve funk.
Then how do you explain the entire world coming together on one night?
It's New Year's Eve, bro.
How do you explain that? The entire world, they just get together on like one little island.
Well, I mean, not the entire world.
Not literally.
The Chinese don't celebrate New Year's that day.
Yeah, really, I just mean like me and the other people I work with. How do you explain the 10 white dudes I work with, all putting aside their differences?
Okay, think about this for a second. You're going to get together with the other people that you know, like 15 to 20 of them, and then you're going to go to a bar or a club with a bunch of people you don't know on one day. It's fucking crazy, man. Think about it.
That's proof.
I swear, there is no beauty left in the world.
There's not. I've thought about it all the time.
If anything proves the existence of guardian angels, it's the fact that I get drunk with my friends on New Year's Eve.
Oh, man. You want to see beauty? Try crying into a whore's vagina every New Year's.
Doing something to celebrate the hope of a new year.
My New Year's resolutions. If you can make these come true by midnight, you get these.
Four tickets to that party? You called the right guy.
Is that your New Year's dress? It's just something I'm working on.
I love these movies because you can pump them out in like a month because... There's no, they don't even take the time to write a script. They just think of like, all right, what are 10 super cliche rom-com plots? All right, well, now they're vignettes, and we're just going to stick them together, and there's going to be no resolution to
any
of them.
Do they not even do like continuity editing?
No,
they
don't.
She just got like a soda in her hand, one shot, and then it cuts to the next scene. She doesn't have the soda. She's got different hair.
She's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
They've swapped out the adorable child for a different actor.
Yeah, it's a completely different actor.
It's just Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage, who's the kid stand-in. He's like, I'm a precocious child. And I think you should.
He's got stubble.
I think you should fuck her, dude. That's all I'm saying.
I'm wearing a hat as a child.
When she said you get these, I really thought that was going a different direction because I haven't seen this trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she showed her labia.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. He's like, she was like, blow on these with a shovel straw. Blow on, just shovel it apart and then blow it on the interior, just like on the inside.
On for rainy day. You should wear it tonight.
I mean, New Year's is the worst night of all to go out. People who don't drink, it's party all year, suddenly going all Kanye on you.
Reference!
I met a girl, and she was extraordinary.
We're having fun!
My water just broke.
Hold it.
You look beautiful.
I've been plotting that slap for years. It wasn't nearly as satisfying as I thought it would be. That was closer.
Good one.
This is the biggest night of my career, and if I screw this up,
you won't.
The countdown begins.
Let's do it!
So, what do you think? Somebody's gonna have a happy new year.
Resolution number two. Be amazed. Woo! Are you amazed? Check.
Can we stop this before I kill myself or someone else?
That big song is so good, you guys. It is so good.
You know, I know every year has bad movies, but I feel like we've gone past the parody point where even like, even people who are watching Two and a Half Men are seeing the trailers for like New Year's Eve and Battleship and Jack and Jill and going, really? Is this a fucking joke? Like that looks like a joke even to stupid people. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Zookeeper did not perform.
No, you don't understand. It's just the bar is just going to lower as the medium dies, and you're just going to get NCISs and you're fucking...
Do you know there's over 40 different NCISs and they're the top 40 shows on TV?
It's true.
You did not know that, did you?
So wait. NCIS is like Battleship, right? Where it's Navy related. But none of it has, like, it's a procedural crime show where they somehow have to involve a boat every episode just to justify that they stuck some initials on to make it look like CIS.
CSI.
Yeah, that one.
There's, Vince, do you know every city, American city you've ever heard of has a CSI now?
Yeah, CSI Bakersfield.
Spokane.
Yeah. CSI Fresno, that's a new hot one.
We tested the raccoon for traces of poison.
Turns out it was pregnant.
I just thought about it. The song really refers to like what's going on at night too. Like raise your glass if you, you know what I mean. Like it really.
Yeah. No. Well, that's why they used it because it's. I mean, that there's.
It
there's,
totally ties in, is what I'm saying. It's like the perfect.
Dude, I think if
there's
you're
so many levels of New Year's though. But dude, what I'm saying is like NCIS and all that crap. That's different because it's passive. You can just be sitting on your fat ass and like be clicking through the channels. And you're like, oh,
John,
here's NCIS.
Cheetah stained fingers. Some bitch.
But John is done.
Getting orange marks on the channel changer.
I think you still have to get people somewhat excited to get them into an actual theater, and I don't think they're
Do
getting
you know
that
who goes
excited
and sees
for
those movies no matter what.
Oh, I've sat next to them.
You have seen those movies?
Yes.
How dare you?
I've sat next to people who go to free screenings in the middle of the week of them.
Oh, well, that's true. But women, turns out, like anything, it's 99% the same movie. They go 100% of the time.
I'd see it if it was in 3D. But that's the only way.
Mm. So, you know, if you're a crappy musician, I think you just make a holiday-themed yes. song yeah. and then... Like, it's Christmas time, we're having Christmas fun.
It's fucking Groundhog's Day in Chicago, yeah, so raise your glass and drink some farts.
You guys are getting all Kanye West right now. It's so crazy.
Vince is getting so Kanye West.
But so then you just collect royalties. Like, that's pretty much Pink's whole career, right?
Dude, don't you start fucking insulting Pink.
So no one from the original Valentine's Day is back for this either?
I think
just
Taylor
just the
Swift and
no
Taylor.
No one even remembers that movie.
The production.
Dude, Julia Roberts was in that.
Everyone
She's a national treasure.
Was she really in it?
Yeah. She was on the plane with the gay dude.
Oh, yeah. That was a great scene.
See?
I mean, no. I never saw that movie. Nor will I.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a gay?
No, remember he gives up his like ride home for her or whatever? Why don't I remember this movie, and how can I get it out?
Laramie, don't say remember to us about that. Vince,
I know Vince had to have seen it.
Vince,
I did not.
Wow.
Nope.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you, buddy.
Dude, I didn't even like Love Actually. Like every time Love Actually comes up, I actually start yelling. I've started yelling at people in cocktail parties when they bring up Love Actually. So when they made a movie that was like Love Actually, but even worse and more pandering and more terrible...
Vince, you need to be honest, because when someone starts talking about it, you don't just yell at them. You grab their collar, you shove them on the ground, you say, "You don't fucking love it. Say you don't love it.
Yeah.
Say you don't."
Here's the thing that'll make people hate me. I watched a couple episodes of Glee, and I thought it was an all right show. I found it inoffensive and watchable.
Yep. Definitely hate you more.
Yep.
Yep.
There is no beauty left in the world.
Yep. No, there's not.
Didn't really care that I was watching it. Wouldn't tune into it, but didn't turn it off.
I don't care.
Isn't there
about
a Glee movie
way.
Coming out like in 3 weeks?
There's a Glee sing along movie, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't think they're screening it though.
Wow.
Can you imagine like a more of a nightmare than sitting in a theater while people
no,
sing along?
Vince, no, I
to
can't.
Glee. Vince, you're going.
Oh, no, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you got it. It's your job.
It is your job. You did a shitty job at Comic Con.
Yeah,
I did.
Redemption
not.
Time.
I took a ton of pictures.
That doesn't
That's
really
all
count.
Pictures.
That is,
you asked the worst question out of
job
all the panels.
A child can do.
I'll tell you who had some fun at Comic-Con, though. Someone compiled the
hey,
best...
Don't deflect.
Someone compiled...
You're the shame.
I had to introduce this some way because I forgot about it earlier, but someone went through the Craigslist casual encounters post for the Comic-Con-related ones.
Ooh, nice.
And yeah, they're pretty good. Comic-Con circle jerk tonight. M4M, 38 years old. Looking to meet up with 2 to 5 other guys who want to get naked and stroke out loads together after 7 p.m. tonight. Love average next guy next door nerds, but otherwise no preference. Just be a nice, friendly guy.
How was it?
Wait, none of these involve costumes.
Well, we'll get to those. We'll get to those.
Jump to those.
Comic Cum. Read Comic Cum.
You, dressed like Optimus Prime. Me.
Yeah, hey, Vince. Did Optimus Prime make an appearance?
You pussed out in the costume,
You pussed
too.
Out. You did, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't
God.
Want to wear it around all day.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, you got to keep your rep.
What did you do down there?
I didn't have a car. I was like using my right, girlfriend's
I
need, car.
I need 5 excuses. Go.
Sorry.
Didn't have a car. Didn't want to wear it all day. We're up to 2.
Got sleepy.
I'm trying to read these to see if there's any that are costume related.
You didn't even vet this? This was going to be your salvation.
Costume sex.
Just
right
got back home from a late night at Comic-Con after parties and wanted to see if anyone was up who would want to get together for some sex while I'm still in costume. Well, that was pretty boring. Yeah.
What did Comic Com say?
Looking for a hairy, chubby guy with a big belly. M4M28.
These are just gay want ads. There's nothing there's nothing Comic Con related to them at all.
If you're
getting a circle jerk together, why is it a prereq that the guys be just friendly? Like, why can't it be angry dudes getting together?
Or just really stoic.
Like, you figure you got to set the bar low so people show up. Like, yeah, why?
Suck, suck these jeans, Vince. Suck these jeans.
All right.
Stand up for Liza.
All right, great circle jerk, everyone. May I see you next year?
Bishop, look at this.
Yeah, look at this, Bishop.
Stand up for Liza.
Yeah. Well, you can blame the guy at Ranker who compiled that list, because I thought there was going to be more costume.
That wasn't an interesting list at all. You segued special for that list.
You didn't even read Comic Con.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, Brett was just getting angry at me the whole time.
What was the male to female ratio, would you say, this year?
You know, it wasn't too crazy.
Too crazy meaning even?
It was close. I wouldn't say it was even, but, you know, it wasn't like 80% guys or anything.
There's always more women willing to debase themselves than I would think. You know what I mean? Going in.
But now it's kind of a temple to consumerism rather than basement-bound nerd boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of just like, hey, you guys like popular culture.
You guys like consuming things? Yeah. Here's a big room full of things.
You like buying pictures of stuff moving in front of your face?
People are going to love this Lara Croft outfit. What?
Yeah.
Laramie, when you went to Comic-Con, did you wear any sort of costume or outfit?
No. And I would just go to Hall H and camp out for like 14 hours and just reek afterwards, because you don't get to eat. You just sit there in your own sweat. Just awful.
To be fair, Laramie's tits look good in anything.
What's in Hall H?
The big circle jerks.
That's the really big ones.
It's the hall that's so big that there's literally three levels of Jumbotrons. There's like the stage, and there's a Jumbotron there, and then it goes back like a shit ton of rows, and there's another one, and then there's like a third freaking Jumbotron. That's how big it is.
It's sort of like white nerd hell on earth.
So you're like, oh my God, I'm in the same Coliseum-sized room as Steven Soderbergh. I'm so excited.
I'm watching four movies at once.
No, it's the same one.
It's only one movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a movie. It's just you're seeing a closer-up image of the panel. Ugh. Yeah.
The last time I went, we got up at 4 a.m. to cover Twilight and Avatar on that Thursday, and that was it. I mean, you just really question your life and what you're doing.
Yeah.
With it.
So you were
start
not
making better choices.
You were not there this year.
No, no, no.
Are you retired?
Two of my writers wanted to go, and I'm like, yeah, have fun. Knock yourself out.
Oh, your writers? They're your writers now? You own them?
Vince, how come you don't have writers?
Because he is one. He is the writer to someone else. He is someone else's writer.
You are.
Are you our writer?
Clearly.
Laramie, yeah. Did you send Vince down there?
I just find articles and then you critique them and ridicule me.
I do. I make fun of them. They're for my enjoyment, articles.
Yeah, I dance for you and you throw pennies at me sometimes, but then other times
you throw poop.
You just throw bolts. Like I'm like, give me some change, sir. He's like, I don't like that. Here's a bolt.
Honey, look, he'll scramble for the bolts just the same. He doesn't know the difference. He's too dumb.
I sent Vince down there to ask C. Tate's one question about Step Up 3, and he couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
Come on.
His MMA boner got in the way.
I need to do more trolling next year. I agree. I'm sorry. I failed. I failed you all.
How long did you wait in line for that question?
Oh, not long. That one, a couple hours. Haywire was not the biggest draw, believe it or not. So there was not a lot of people lining up to ask MMA questions, as you might think.
Huh.
There's only like four people.
I feel like the MMA nerd overlap is pretty strong.
Yeah, it should be.
A lot of the dudes that are actually participating are fucking engineers.
Well, I went to an MMA fight on Sunday, and it did get pretty rowdy. And you know, I blame the Comic-Con element.
Where do you stand on Bob Stenzel? I ask everyone this.
I don't know who the hell Bob Stenzel is. I've never taken the time to find out what the fuck. What is that?
You it's know like his a f- name is that a
it's
thing?
It's like a some correspondent for First Showing. What does he even do?
He dresses up in a suit with a like 70s Anchorman style mustache, and he asks, I mean, pretty good questions, but like he's like, I'm Bob Stenzel. And it's like this whole bit. It's like Andy Kaufman, but you know, not talented.
Yeah. Well,
is it funny?
It really depends on your perspective, which is why I was going to ask Vince.
You know what, Laramie? That sounds like a no. You can say no. It's okay. You're in a safe place. You're in the nest of trust.
Here's the thing, Laramie. I've met Alex Billington, the guy who runs First Showing. He seems like a nice guy, and being a nice guy is enough for me to like you as a person. But I'm not going to be rushing out to discover things that Alex thinks are funny and good.
Well, that's what was doing it before.
If Alex says he likes something, I'm not going to be like, oh, this has to be good.
So it's not the same. Like, you feel like Sean Edwards, yes, that guy you follow, but...
Who's Sean Edwards now?
Okay, I got nothing.
Who are these people?
This is way too inside baseball for anybody. It's
Laramie, we're
people that you would only know, I think, if you write a movie blog.
Which everyone pretty much does now.
Yeah. Well.
Is this so you get like singing telegrams while you're on your jerk off couch with these people and who they are?
Clive Edwards.
Yeah, but you see, there's a lot of judgment in your voice. These are really nice guys. These are not angry guys jerking off. These are really nice guys.
No. Vince is on his jerk off couch and they show up to his door with their names being sung.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They show up to
people you should know, Clive Edwards.
Oh, and then he does research. He goes on Wikipedia and learns about him. Yeah. And then he takes a nap and then he jerks off. It's all simple science.
Yeah, Laramie, if it's not Armand White or Pete Hammond, I'm just not interested. You know what I mean?
I hear you. That's fair. Fair stance.
Know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? So, what's your stance on cowboys and aliens?
Do you know what I mean?
It's
bow-legged. Your stance is bow-legged.
It's fine. Well, I mean, it was pretty average. I don't really like westerns to begin with. You know, there's a couple good ones.
Would you call that a western, though?
I mean, it definitely had western elements, but they kind of wanted to bond up.
You mean the cowboys?
Precisely. The horses, for instance.
Really? I was going to guess the aliens.
Well, there's engines, too.
I thought Olivia Wilde's character was almost pointless throughout.
Olivia Wilde's in it?
Yeah.
She's my favorite with her little pointy eyes.
With her super sharp bones.
Yeah, she's got like a big old chin too. She's like a man jaw, but it's petite.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a petite man jaw.
I guess I didn't think much either way. So it was fine.
I thought it was exactly like Lost, but a western where like it's a bunch of cliche elements. And you're almost intrigued by how ridiculous they're going to go with it. It's basically like there's a bunch of black smoke monster and polar bear moments where you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, I found it hard giving a shit through the trailer where I wish the movie would end in the 30 seconds that it took to tell me about the movie.
For me, it turned a corner about halfway through where it got just ridiculous enough that I was kind of intrigued, not in a good way, but like, what the hell is going on right now sort of way.
I like that Harrison Ford had like a catharsis, like he kind of grew a little bit and learned how to show his feelings.
Well, that's okay. Well, first of all, other things about Lost are the root of every plot point is daddy issues.
Also, the misplaced idea that they can write characters.
Yeah, well, that's another thing about Lost is a character will go from cliche villain to like nice guy from scene to scene. And there's no consistency.
And they assume that the people are interested in the characters when they're really just invested in the plot because they've spent 2 years watching the
show. And it's not even the plot. It's just like they're curious to see what's going to happen next because there's so much weird, crazy shit going on.
Will they be able to tie this together?
Yeah, and they never are.
No, because they're like, oh, it's about character now, so we're just going to hug at the end. And that's the end of the series. Fuck you.
I actually didn't watch the last three episodes of Lost because I got tired of it.
It doesn't matter. Well, doesn't matter.
Once I realized that it wasn't going to tie together at all or explain itself at all, I was like, all right, well, I don't care anymore.
Basically, the TV high-fived you and was like, thanks for watching Lost, bro. That's the end. Good night.
I never watched one episode of Lost, but you watched every single episode except the last three?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think I saw them all and it was a gross disappointment.
Like in I was pretty into it during the middle section there.
I will say one thing I actually do give them credit for, not sarcastic at all, is that they made the aliens want human gold. Like they also like gold.
Yeah.
And that was way better than unobtainium or we need to find it or whatever they usually do, like some bullshit mineral.
I agree.
I haven't seen it. That is kind of cool, but in reality, unobtainium is much more rare.
True.
Well, the developers, it's more It's more important for the big greedy developers.
I'm just saying it's a more rare mineral.
Not in cowboy times. That shit was rampant in cowboy times.
When there's aliens involved, they probably knew about Pandora.
No, dude, you ask any cowboy and they're like, Nyot 13 years ago, unobtainium was just roaming the plains.
Yeah.
And shot a ball in the head. Didn't use any of their parts except for their horns.
The other nice part was when the Indian fellas were getting angry with the whiteys. They were making really solid points about why the white man was bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Weird.
I'm like, I gotta side with these guys right now.
I've never seen that happen in a movie before. You know, usually the white man is really good, and the Indians are just bad people, and you know they deserve all the smallpox and such. But
here you
this
go.
Time
Here's
around,
a blanket, sir. Enjoy and try not to die when you use them to keep you warm.
I brought you disease and a vengeful god. Have fun, kids. We'll be seeing you.
Another thing about cowboys and aliens that I found interesting was, like, in some scenes, the bullets would do nothing, and the characters would be shouting, "The bullets! They're doing. They don't do anything." And then maybe 5 minutes of screen time later, someone would shoot the alien in the head with the gun, and it would die from one shot. It didn't really seem too consistent on that point.
What kind of aliens did they have?
Pretty big ones.
They were kind of cool looking. They had chest cavities that opened and little hands that came out like little T-Rexes.
Yeah, but they have like the standard like gray alien with the big eyes and the bulbous head.
They had big eyes. They kind of had like anus looking mouths.
Interesting.
I don't think that was their mouth, buddy.
Bitch, big sharp claws that they would poke people's chests with.
Why would they?
That was actually
that?
My uh-huh. Craigslist post looking for a guy with an anus looking mouth.
That would be a find. That would be it, man.
Anus just, mouth?
You say you got a double ended human
oh
fleshlight
my
for yourself.
God, you have got the nicest anus mouth I have ever seen.
I'm going to dress you up like Optimus Prime and just go to town.
I'm going to make love to that anus mouth so
I'm
bad.
I'm
going to
butt fuck your face so hard.
That is a pretty.
What did you think of Paul Dano in this?
I always wanted to face fuck his butt.
Exactly.
You know, it was a butt mouth.
Face fuck your butt.
I didn't understand his character at all. It just was like,
you want to face fuck his butt mouth? Come on, let's get it right.
Who's Paul Dano?
He's played the preacher in
There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
He got his milkshake drank.
Drank it all up.
Yep. He drinks it up.
And in this, he played the son. He played Harrison Ford's asshole son.
Yeah, and you're like, why should we rescue this guy? Let's just call it. Let him have him.
Yeah, I liked how him and Daniel Craig were handcuffed together. And,
this is great.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're handcuffed together, right? And then so Daniel Craig has to get out of it. So he grabs Paul.
Wait, stop. Doesn't Daniel Craig have a laser handcuff to start the movie?
He does.
Why doesn't he
doesn't know how to use it, though.
He doesn't know how to, he doesn't know how to use it. It turns out you can just use it with your thoughts.
Rocket hands.
I know. Spoiler alert.
What if you had to shout rocket hands to make the rocket hands work?
That would be great.
Rocket hands. Rocket hands. Rocket hands.
Go, rocket hands.
And, Cowboys.
All right. So I got to describe the scene. It's Paul Dano and Daniel Craig, and they're handcuffed together. And so Daniel Craig wants to get out of it. So you see him reach over with his opposite hand and a cracking sound. So basically the movie's saying that Daniel Craig broke Paul Dano's wrist with one hand. And then first of all, it wants us to believe that you could break a guy's wrist with one hand. And second of all, that the broken wrist somehow helps you get out of handcuffs. And I didn't really understand either of those things.
I think he broke all his fingers and shoved them through.
Yeah, huh. that would probably work.
Mm. Yeah, you could break his hand.
I didn't get that impression. But maybe I'm wrong.
Let's revisit this. I have not seen the movie, but if you broke someone's hand,
because really the thing that's stopping you from getting out of handcuffs
is your hand bones.
Yeah,
it's your hand bones.
Yeah,
it's not your wrist bone.
You have to smash all the knuckles in together.
No, it's the palm of your hand. Those bones.
Yeah, the knuckles.
Yeah,
that is really one of the stronger scenes, though, because he says, "Give me your hand," and Paul Dano's like, "Oh, good, we're gonna get free," and then it's like, "Crunch."
He learned that while being James Bond. Little known fact.
He definitely came off as Bond a lot in this film.
Well,
like he did a lot of the same stuff.
We came off as layer cake in Bond, so I think he's just got one.
I hate his stupid lip, man. His crazy sullen tough guy lip. Oh, it drives me nuts. It looks
you
retarded.
Just, you just want to.
You want to butt fuck his mouth.
He's doing a constant duck face. I do not want to duck fuck his lip mouth.
Because of the spiral penis.
No, yeah, exactly. But basically the plot is
so
that.
So wait, would you recommend it or no?
He glares so hard that he is immune to bullets and can shoot everyone.
Would you recommend it or not?
No, I would not.
Laramie?
If you like the trailer, yeah, you'll be fine.
I liked it better than Super 8. I'll say that.
If you hated
Super 8. Yeah, it's more entertaining than Super 8, less entertaining than Transformers 3.
I was, Transformers 3 bored the fuck out of me.
I feel like Transformers 3 is a spectacle. Like, at least you know.
That's where I'm at.
I would say Cowboys and Aliens is more of a spectacle and it doesn't drag as much.
It's so fucking boring. Like, they just, here's the plot. Really,
as opposed to Transformers? I'm not saying it's not boring.
The plot is there's aliens and there's cowboys, and in the end, Russell Craig wins.
Would it be better if Doc...
I've already seen that in Craig. 3 seconds.
Russell Craig. But Indiana Jones is there, and there's amnesia, and Olivia Wilde, and someone...
One of the characters
turns out to be a good alien who's taken a human form, and after they die, they come back to life in an Indian fire.
Fuck. Was it Olivia Wilde?
Yeah.
What?
Is it Olivia Wilde?
I'm not saying. I can't spoiler alert you. It's so good. Yeah. Like that?
Would it be better...
alert you to the spoils?
Would it be better or worse if Marty McFly and Doc Brown made an appearance?
Well, here's the thing about Cowboys and Aliens. I think one of the strengths of Lindelof or whoever the driving force behind Lost and Cowboys and Aliens is the fact that you never know if something like Doc Brown and Marty showing, they might show up in the next scene because you never
know.
That'd
be kind of cool.
Because they'll just go there. They'll be like, oh yeah, well, guess what? Now the aliens are actually dog people from underground.
Or maybe the president's a dog. Who cares? You'll see it. Fuck you.
Yeah, basically. So you're just like, this could go anywhere. I'm kind of curious.
It was really nice that it wasn't in 3D though, because they very easily could have just raped you on that as well.
I'm surprised. I was like going into the theater. I was like, really? No 3D glasses for Cowboys and Aliens?
They're still making 3D movies. I thought everyone lost enough money to let that one just sort of lie.
Who lost money?
The TV guys. No one bought a 3D TV. Like, they have shit.
Brendan bought a 3D TV.
Holy shit. Brendan bought a 3D TV.
Yes.
Wow.
So did Schrader.
Yeah. Well.
So they sit around with glasses?
Yeah.
Together. They hold hands. They hold hands and they jerk off to Star Wars movies. Exactly.
Did you guys all go to the Smurf screening too?
No, I missed that.
Did you see it, Laramie?
Yeah, it's a modern classic. You're going to want to put that on your things to do list.
No, but what was the Smurfs like?
And that one is in 3D, so there.
Well, shocking. The Smurfs seem to have visible pec muscles, which seems strange to me.
Did they have
strangely
nipples?
Enough, the Smurfs get teleported from their enchanted village to Times Square of New York City, where there is ample opportunity for product placement, which I completely respect.
Yeah. That's really shocking. I would not have seen that coming.
You know what's weird is Smurfs is sort of a collector's cup for Smurfs, right? Like, it's something you get at Jack in the Box to advertise the Smurfs, but the Smurfs is really just an advertisement for Jack in the Box.
It was a cartoon that I watched.
Really?
Yeah. It really did.
Gargamel? I never really got the idea. Why would someone watch the Smurfs?
Cause why would you not watch the Smurfs? Running around, they're avoiding Gargamel and Azrael.
There's actually some interesting stuff going on with the Smurfs.
Let's not look too far into it. I think it was about
There's one girl for 100 fellas.
Yeah, Lindy covered this a little bit this week. I actually...
Wasn't that like an undercurrent of Donnie Darko was the Smurfs?
What?
Yeah, wasn't that like...
You don't just say that and not unpack it, because we have no idea what the hell you're talking
about.
I thought
there was like a... They kept mentioning like Smurfette and how Smurfs would fuck in Donnie Darko. Like, I thought that was like a weird subplot of Donnie Darko is what their obsession with the Smurfs.
I don't know.
Well...
But here's some facts about Smurfs.
Maybe you should
Smurfs.
Watch them. Just going to read some stuff off the internet?
Smurfette was magically created from clay by the Smurfs' enemy, Gargamel, so that she would use her charms to cause jealousy and competition among the Smurfs in order to cause their fall.
She's a golem?
Gargamel's plans didn't work well at all. The Smurfs' kindness to Smurfette caused her to want nothing else than to be a real Smurf.
Who wrote this?
Papa Smurf took pity on her and took her to his laboratory, where they locked themselves in while he cast spells, including infusing her with moonbeams before emerging.
The fuck? What?
Papa Smurf magically undid some of Gargamel's spells, consequently turning Smurfette into a more beautiful creature. Her hair grew and became blonde. Her dress became more frilly. As a final touch, her shoes turned into high heel pumps.
Is this part of the movie or part of the
regular
Smurf canon?
This is the old school Smurf source material.
She was sent in to be a first-rate whore and mess up everything. And we're supposed to believe she wasn't wearing high heels to begin with.
She was a mud whore, but then he used his he shot Papa Smurf shot his moonbeams on her and gave her blonde hair.
Wait, he sent her in without pumps? Man, it's like who's gonna fuck that? You clay ass whore.
Smurfette now had flowing blonde hair and an appealing character.
Is this entire thing about how Smurfette?
This caused every Smurf of the village to fall in love with her. The Smurfs got their revenge on Gargamel by using the same process that he had used to make the Smurfette, but in this case, they built the man-sized, wart-covered, ugly old hag who talked Smurf language and chased the horrified sorcerer all over the forest.
Are you done?
What? You don't want to hear about Smurf?
No, it's a dumb show. I didn't get why people watched it. That sounds dumb.
It's because I was an old-ass cartoon. I mean, old-ass something or other.
Yeah, I'm saying the original show was dumb.
I was
but
a little
it
wasn't kid.
It was enjoyable.
Show.
Did you not watch Gummy Bears or Transformers or G.I. Joe or anything?
Yeah, those were good shows.
It was the Snorks.
Snorks,
nice
yeah.
GoBots.
I don't
nice
remember
show.
Snorks. GoBots was kind of a hacky.
It has hacky Transformers.
Careful.
Snorks is almost identical to Smurfs.
Now, GoBots versus the Rock Lords. Man, I must have watched that like 30 times.
I will say this.
See, they're robots that turn into rocks because for some reason that's desirable.
Brett,
God, can you imagine a movie made out of robots?
I want to kill all the robots. Oh, what? Why there's only rocks here?
Those seem safe.
I guess I'll go back to napping. Brett, you can't control what you're made out of.
Oh,
just because like
no, they're made out of robots, but they choose to be rocks. It's not the other way around. They're not robots built out of rocks.
You're judging
I've
way too hard.
I've always wanted to be a rock.
Now I have the technology to make myself one.
You're saying that being some sort of human form is better. I think being a rock would be kind of cool.
Well, no, then they roll down the hill, and that's
yeah.
It would all come down to your mouth. What shape is the mouth?
Butt shaped.
Anus looking butt shaped.
I'm gonna rock, fuck your butt mouth.
All right.
Robot style.
I think we should probably get
gonna put my rocks in your butt mouth. And then we're gonna
because it's summertime. Summertime.
Speaking of summertime,
wait. Laramie has to hear the song.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no. We listen to this after Laramie.
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
Laramie,
no,
you're
let's just switch it around.
Well, we can't.
We already did the intro.
Let's get Burnsy on to figure out what the song of the summer is.
Hint: summertime wins. Oh.
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 Laramie, thank you for joining.
Hey, thanks for having me.
As always.
You know what I mean?
Let's get Burnsy on. We will we'll figure out what the song of the summer is.
Hint.
All right. Enjoy. All right, Laramie, thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Yo.
Hi, is Ashley there?
Hi.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you wearing?
Tassels.
What are you wearing under?
I don't know. Why are you guys being perverts?
Is your pussy all wet?
wrong Ashley.
Come on, have you not seen Happiness?
They made a sequel to that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. It's where Philip Seymour Hoffman is like a creepy pervert, and he's just calling these random people to leave obscene messages. He's like, what are you wearing under? Are you wet? Is your pussy all wet? That's my favorite part.
I couldn't tell because you only did it twice in the span of about 60 seconds.
Should I do it again?
No, probably not.
So, Burnsy, what's the deal? You got any hot photo shoots going on this week?
No, pretty good. Just, what? Tame.
You didn't get eaten on the casting couch?
I got her on a different couch.
So I hear your patootie's pretty cutie. What's up with that?
That's so gross, man.
To you, maybe. I think it's
grow up.
I think it's hot. I'm your target audience, bro. So Burnsy, what's the deal? We're gonna find the song of summer. Is that the premise?
Yeah, man. I keep reading about, you know, what's the song of the summer 2011. I didn't know that people really still did that, but it's like, you know, Lady Gaga or Katy Perry or something, and I think that sucks. So I wanted to explore other options.
Yeah, man, every summer needs a hot jam.
Damn straight. Remember
the Titans?
I remember like Getting Jiggy With It? That was a good one.
Oh, I got so jiggy in my youth.
Vince would constantly get jiggy with it.
You couldn't stop me from getting jiggy. I once got kicked out of a bar for excessive jigginess.
We're getting way too jiggy.
Yeah, there was stuff falling off the walls.
Sir, the level of your jigginess is obscene.
Sir, I'm gonna need you. Got your jigginess is at about a 10. I'm gonna need you to take that down to about like 6.5.
Officer, I'm just getting jiggy with it.
Can't help it. So Brendan's not here, which is why we haven't talked about poop or banana phones yet. But anyway,
is that why we're on time?
Yeah, incidentally, as a side benefit. So what is the first? What's your first candidate for Song of the Summer?
All right, first candidate is I put this one first because I just think it's fantastic. But it's by a young female British artist named Cher Lloyd. Hmm. And the name of the song is Swagger Jagger.
Well, I mean, she's got Cher in her name, and, you know, she name drops Mick Jagger, so that's quite
so
a...
So how's this work?
How much you want to bet that she's named after the character from Clueless?
That's good.
So how does this work? Do we vote on what the song of the summer is, or do we...
Yeah, I want your guys' input, okay. And then we will collectively decide which one of these songs best represents the summer of 2011.
Okay. This is Cher Lloyd, Swagger Jagger.
So this is... So this is 5.5 million views on YouTube. I've never heard of it.
Same here.
Oh, you're in for a treat right now, guys.
Oh, she's so far away.
It's just the beginning.
You gotta wait for it to kick in so you can really feel it.
She's walking with the boombox on the street.
Oh, diegetic sound. I like that.
Yeah. Airy. You can't stop looking at me.
She looks like British Jersey Shore. By the way, what the fuck is that instrument? I hear that, like, when I was in Vegas, that was every song started that with... It's just like, it's called, well, how can we come up with the most abrasive sound in the world and turn it into a hook?
Do you guys
kind?
Have the overwhelming compulsion to make car sounds back at cars? You know, where, like, when somebody will drive by and honk, you'll shout honk back at them? Because I identify more with whatever's making that sound than with that chick. Like, I want to sing along to the...
I don't care who's tweeting about her, but tell me more about that.
You got to get to the chorus, though. The chorus is the best part.
When she gets a Swagger Jagger?
Is it just a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Like the Star Spangled Banner.
All right, so if I understand this correctly, a jagger is someone who steals things. So like a Swagger Jagger is someone who's jagging your swag.
That's what's so cool about it. It's British, man. Let's just accept it.
They just make words out of stuff that sort of sounds like things.
Whatever it is, it's infectious.
You used to jack stuff. Now you jag stuff.
Jag off.
All right, Swagger
next.
Jagger.
I don't think I can take any more of that. Otherwise, I'll break this beer bottle and stab Brett in the neck with it.
I know. It's that awesome.
Yeah.
That's definitely the theme song of your town, which you're mayor of, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm pushing very hard to make that the song of Florida.
How often is that played at Toddlers and Tiaras?
I think Cootie Patootie is easily the song of Florida.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
When is Casey Anthony releasing
MTV, GMA, got my own Facebook.
When is Casey Anthony releasing her first single?
She's in hiding right now. I don't know where she's probably just sleeping with my friends and doing her thing.
I read that she's holding out for a 1.5 mil fee for her first interview.
Possibly.
Do you have any inside information?
I know that there was some Australian guy that proposed to her and said that she could go live with him and he's worth like $50 million.
That's not weird at all.
What are you guys talking about?
Casey Anthony.
Dude, I'll go live with a random Australian guy if he's got $50 million.
Hell yeah, you will.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You'll start a whole new Australian Tyler's and Tiaras.
Why not? In Australia, it's probably legal.
I'm so confused.
All right, so what's the next jam of the summer?
All right, number two.
How many do we have total?
So
I want four, five.
We have five total. All right, so
I
need to mentally prepare.
I could have gone
with like 100. Yeah. Swagger Jagger.
All right, number two is by an artist named The Lady Tigra.
I like that.
And
it's exotic.
The song is Summertime. So she's got an advantage because it's got summer in it.
That is an advantage. So real quick, Bernsy, just curious. What? There's probably 100 qualifying songs for Song of the Summer. What made these into your top five?
Because these are the songs that I feel best represent the happiness that summer gives me.
All right. Okay. So it was based on happiness factor.
Yes, and fat beats.
So happiness and fat beats. Were there any other criteria that needed to make it into your top five?
They had just had to be good enough to make the kids at the club dance.
All right. Or so is the club. Are you talking about the kids on the runway?
Yes, that too.
Just kids on the runway. Isn't there a guy that tries to keep them off so they don't get sucked into the intake? crashes the planes.
Where's the soundboard?
Get these kids off the runway.
They just want to dance to their summer music.
Just dancing everywhere.
Get out of the way of the plane.
That's why that guy had to land in the Hudson.
That always makes me,
because of the summer music.
Anytime that always makes me think of a random 80s movie with that one older guy that was basically the old grumpy guy and everything. I'm thinking of the guy in Rad, the guy that would always that came in and tried to shut the kids down. And yeah. God, these goddamn kids just dancing all over the runway.
Or the other principal in Mr. Holland's Opus, where he's like, oh, he's playing rock and roll for the kids. And now they got that rambunctious Negro music in their bones.
They're going to start raping.
It's going to be a jungle in here.
All right, let's hear some Lady Tigra.
She have a boombox too?
So far so good. So far so good.
She's pretty.
Before I stab someone.
Wow.
Okay.
Kissing. Hot sex.
So, Bernsy, I have a question. Since you have insight into all these songs, was that song written by a mentally challenged kid?
I don't even know. It just makes me laugh.
Because I'm
written by this attractive, light-skinned black woman who has really nice
boobs. I'm a very big fan of...
Lotion. Sandwich.
Stay up. Go to bed. Stay up, go to bed is, I mean, that's hard hitting.
Margaritas, Hot Pockets.
It reminds me of the old
Chewing
Kids
Gum, Blowing Bubbles.
It reminds me of the old Kids in the Hall Tammy sketch.
Now, what this does not have
Ocean,
going...
Ocean, hubcaps.
Bike it in, boat shoes. You could just put anything there.
But that's what's great about it. You can relate your own life into it.
St. Bernard, cricket bat.
Jaeger bombs jerking off. Doesn't even have to go together. That's so awesome.
That's what summer's all about.
It's assortments of pairs of items.
Killing bums, grandmas. I like that. So, in terms of, like, I kind of like that song, but here's what it does not have going for it. Only 7,000 YouTube hits.
Oh, wow.
That's because well it's brand yourself. New.
Why are you putting these fucking scrubs in my summer song list? Obviously, she's not going to win. We got to move on.
Lady Tigra's on the indie circuit. It's up to guys like us who have power and authority to help promote her.
She is very nice looking. I'll say that.
She was wearing a gigantic hat that was in the shape of a rose.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's because it's her saying she wants to get deflowered.
Big hats, big butts.
All right, what's our next one?
Up next.
This looks like a Norse person.
I don't really know how to pronounce her name, but I think I'm going to pronounce it phonetically. I think it's Tanji.
Is she? I get the feeling she's Scandinavian, in which case it would probably be Tanya.
It's Tanji Langchijij.
All right.
Vince, I'm going to say that's the proper pronunciation.
Fair enough. All right, so this is Tanji Langchijij.
All right.
This is her hit debut single, I Don't Want to Be a Crappy Housewife.
Ooh. I like...
Direct.
Yeah. I like where she's going with this, and it's got over 1 million views, so that's good.
All right, yeah.
So
this has already been a big hit. This has been out for a few months, so she's got a good edge on everybody.
Is she one of the Rochester Langchijijs?
No, I believe she's a Wooster.
Oh, okay.
By how many times you've heard it, is that just how many times a toddler has performed her one of her songs to? Is that how it works?
We call them baby bump dances.
Okay,
and I gotta be honest. I haven't heard anything that's gonna knock Cutie Patootie out of the top spot just yet.
All right, well, you know, let's keep listening.
That's fine. You can be biased all you want. I'm just trying to introduce.
I'm not biased. I'm only biased in that I have ears and I know what Cutie Patootie sounds
like. So, Bernsie, have they gotten to the point where there are pageants for simply pregnant women for the unborn children?
I don't know about the unborn children, but there are definitely pregnant women pageants.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. We're moving in the right direction.
All right.
All right. Well, let's get to Lange Tangemanet.
Hi. My name is Tangemanet. I'm a little pretty girl trapped inside a grown-up's body.
Anything else to this song?
Not really.
That gets negative points because she's a white European girl that sounds Asian.
But she's kind of retarded.
Kind of?
Yeah, a little bit.
She's a little chunky too.
Got like a ear imbalance or a chemical imbalance or something. But
yeah, she's got fluid.
She's
in
pretty
there
hot.
Somewhere.
She definitely has
She recorded that song while she had an ear infection. It's pretty well known.
Oh wow!
Don't jump the gun.
Don't step on it yet.
Oh my God.
Don't jump the gun.
Don't step on it.
Oh my God.
All right. Introduce the next one, Bernsie.
Wait, so Bernsie.
The next one, this is.
I'm going to guess that you have some intimate knowledge of this performer.
Why? Because he's a kid? What are you trying to say?
You're going to be hearing from him for a long time. If you think Justin Bieber is the Canadian superstar, this is Matty B.
I don't think that, by the way. He's yet to knock Avril Lavigne off of her throne.
I still think it's Neil Peart, but whatever. This is Matty B.
Neil Peart is my pet name
He's done some big covers on YouTube already, but this time he's got Vanilla Ice with him, and they're performing Ice Ice Baby.
Wow.
And I'm allowing a song that's already been out and had its time to be revisited.
It has. It's about time.
Because Matty B is that up and coming of a performer.
He's going to be huge.
Does he perform at a lot of pageants?
He should.
He would be macking so much. He would get so much cutie patootie.
He would seriously just, he would have threesomes with Eden and all the other girls.
Just it'd cutie patootie sick. Sliding down his little pecker all day.
Vince, I'm not bailing you out of jail this time.
Is this, what? How do I get out of this sentence?
Kirsten, my mic is broken.
Kirsten, is this thing on? Yeah.
I do have a serious scientific question. How is Justin Bieber's dad only about 6 months older than Justin Bieber? Have you seen him? He looks like he's about 26.
Grown. He's got a sweet soul patch.
Yes, he does.
Grown in a tube.
All right, here we go. Matty B.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it for me one time, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, VIP.
What's up, Matty B? Let's kick it.
Kids driving a Porsche.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I said that with my brain prevention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flows like a hop from Geely and Nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know.
He's got a posse.
Turn off the lights and I'll flow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage, you'll box a chump like a candle. Dance. Grab the speakers that boom. I'm killing this flow like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I...
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you think for $40 Vanilla Ice would play our birthday party? Like in sequence. We just all
and free drinks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. And he has to have full reign on the hamburger trough. So this gets negative points for me because it's only 350,000 views. It was all filmed on the green screen, which does not have the flashing lights that all the other videos had. And Burns, I mean, I know what you mean. Sometimes you gotta maybe bring back an old hit. It does get plus points for him fake driving a Porsche, though.
And he does max some bitches later in the video.
Yeah, in fairness, it's not as good as his other videos. There's this one girl that sings in the videos with him, and she's got to be like 21, 22, and they
too old
flirt with each other, and it's, you know, pretty sexy.
Too old for me. No. She's past.
All right, so wait, we have two more or one more?
We got one more.
One more.
Only one more. Wow.
And it's our boy.
Bangs?
I can't believe you guys don't like Matty B.
I wish it was Bangs.
Burns, are you familiar with Bangs?
I am familiar with Bangs.
I'm just saying, he might need to get a last minute invite to the summer hits.
Does he have a song out this summer?
I don't think it matters. What's this one, Burnsy?
This one is from our dear friend, our film drunk official rapper. Chet Hayes.
A man who needs no introduction.
Ooh, Colin Shenanigans is his brother.
Yeah.
This is his first real single, Another Chance.
What's it about?
Let's find out.
What's the message he's laying down? Out. All right, let's find out.
Music explains itself. I know it's not a stage. Let's see why you ever miss me. All you gotta do is give me another chance. And I'ma try to be your best man. I know it's not a stage. Let's see why you gotta miss me. All you gotta do is give me another chance. And I'ma try to be your best man. Break it, I gotta let my heart bend. Girls think I'm Superman, but I'm your car can. Try to look in my eyes, but I got all dark friends. They're the type to follow, you the type to start trends. I made a mistake, and I know you're assuming that I'm just like a game. But baby, I'm human, can I please fix this? I'd be a leather man, not a tool, though, girl. I can be a better man, yeah, I know. My problem with Chet Hayes lately is it's too bland to even make fun of. It doesn't even have the character of his earlier, more terrible work.
Are you a bigger fan of his first EP?
I was. I mean, I want to hear him. I want to hear about him macking bitches at frat parties
and like going to class.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And smoking blunts and repping Pacific Palisades. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And here's my main problem with this: it's only got 24 views on YouTube.
That's
got
to be wrong.
And I think 21 of those is Burnsy. Burnsy?
Yeah, I think they're all me. Chet and I are friends. I just introduced him to his new girlfriend, so I don't have anything bad to say about him.
Is he dating Casey Anthony now? Is that?
Did you set the two of them up?
He hollered on Twitter last week that he was looking for a young celebrity female to get with, and I suggested Kate Upton, and he started hollering at her.
How? What kind of? What does that entail? The hollering? How do you do that on the typing?
The hollering is it's you know the mating call, and he shouted out, "Hey boo, let's do this." And he probably helicoptered his dick.
Is that a direct quote? Hey boo, let's do this.
Nah, I don't remember. I think he was a lot more polite. That's he gets a bum rap. He's a polite kid.
All right, so let's vote on the song of summer.
I don't even have a. It's not even a doubt in my mind.
We got to clear the kids off the runway and take this
all right,
in for the landing.
Take the kids off the runway,
Brett. Shoot them with your spud gun.
Summertime.
yeah. I'm gonna have to go with. All right. So the choices are Cher Lloyd, Swagger Jagger, Lady Tigra, Summertime, Tanji Langitij. I Don't Want to Be a Crappy Housewife. Maddie B with Vanilla Ice. And, of course, Chet Hayes. Brett, we got one vote for Summertime. I'm going to have to concur.
There's not a doubt in my mind that it's Swagger Jagger.
Oh.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Swagger Jagger's a close second.
It did have a beat, but it didn't have the lyric. It didn't have the same lyricism.
She's talking about people. You got people tweeting about me, got Facebooking me, and writing about me.
Yeah, but she doesn't have the putting two random things together.
That's true.
What was the nursery rhyme that she was using for her chorus melodies?
Swagger Jagger.
No. The Swagger Jagger.
That was My Darling Clementine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. There we go.
You know what I think the real song of summer is, though? Now.
Why does she sound like a 40-year-old man?
But they slowed it down. It's way better slowed down. You don't want to hear it. You do not want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm going
speed.
Swagger Jagger. Bernsey, how say you?
I'm going to go with the Lady Tigra.
Sorry. I'm sorry I was curious.
Don't ever doubt me ever again.
Wow.
Clear off the runway.
Wait, so that's Eden?
It's Eden Wood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how could it make that little sound so horrible? Fuck.
Serious question. Is that what was put
on? Hold on. There's some kids on the runway.
Fuck. I would murder my child if it sounded like that.
Yeah, I would, too.
Oh, my
I'd
God.
Cut its head off and throw
was
it down.
Was that was the real, plane. Or was that sped up with
that's real.
A taste of torture mixed in?
Is that a new band?
Taste of Torture? It should be.
Ooh, it's like oregano.
I think it's one of Brendan's favorite bands. They're playing down at the Fillmore.
Well, Bernsey, this has been...
Well, first of all, clearly, Summertime, by a 3-1 vote, wins the Song of the Summer.
Boom.
Got it in the name.
Boom goes the Summertime.
Can I get a little
it's
more?
It's
going to
be a platinum single.
Together?
We got to play the
raping bums doing meth.
Two related.
Taking naps, airplanes.
She even laughed at that. Oh, Lady Tigra, you're the best.
Bubble champagne.
You can't take a swim right after you take a bite. You're going to get a side ache.
Well, I like that there's tanning oil and sunscreen.
That's, well,
wow. Contradictory.
Moonlight, moonlight, animals and insects. Moonlight, moonlight, birds, planets. Moonlight, moonlight, stay up, go to bed. Moonlight,
wait, what came before planets?
Hot sex. Moonlight, moonlight, prowling. Moonlight,
forgot one. She forgot one.
Showering.
Prowling.
Sweating, howling. Everybody jumps in. Everybody jumps in. Bubbles, champagne.
Summertime, summertime.
Chilling.
All right.
Summertime, summertime.
She forgot one in there.
Yeah. Hubcap schizophrenia.
Well, she trailed off, and she's like, prowling.
Beer bong, stinky feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bernsey, it's been real.
It has been, and I'm glad that we could, you know, get down to the bottom of this. And
this is important. This is groundbreaking, important stuff.
Thank you for sharing your appreciation for the musical.
I'm a music expert.
Act.
I have good taste, and people listen to me.
All right, bro. Well, thank you.
No problem. You guys keep it real.
Suck these jeans.
Thanks, Burnsy.
Bye, guys. Love you.
I want it.
All right, Burnsy. Thanks for coming on. Everyone, thanks for listening. Frotcast@gmail.com. We may not read your emails live on the Frotcast, but we do enjoy them, so continue to send. Laramie, take us on out of here.
Frotcasters, good night and good chins, and always wear protection on your ass mouth.